For a generation raised playing games, the multi-billion-dollar game industry holds a huge attraction. Guy Shaheen, a graduate student from Lebanon, wants to be part of it.
Since we were kids, we liked to play games. And our only dream is, you know, wait for this game or wait for this console and wait for this new technology to play it. So since I was at school, I was like always looking forward to do something that would express my own ideas and my own dreams.
Shaheen is working on his master's degree at the DigiPen Institute of Technology, a Seattle educational center where games are taken seriously. Claude Comer, DigiPen's president and chairman, says the university-level institute teaches the art and science of computer simulation.
In other words, we focus on the arts and sciences of ways to make games and movies or other topics that may need a simulation in them, including areas like aeronautic, automotive, and other industries as well.
Game developers work at places like Sony Online Entertainment's Seattle Studio. The company creates virtual worlds on the internet where gamers of all ages form online teams. Game producer Matt Wilson says players enjoy the interaction.
It's grandmas, younger kids. You know, when you're online, you might be playing with a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old kid that's actually commanding you through battle. And, you know, sometimes that's okay.
A Seattle company called PopCap is developing less intense games that target casual gamers. The development team is young and dynamic, and games are part of the culture, even at break time, says PopCap's Andrew Stein.
It's to give people a break, you know, if they are working hard, but at the same time, it's to kind of keep that creativity going and to foster interaction, make sure people continue, you know, they enjoy spending time together, they play games together, they work together.
He says creating games is fun, but that games are a serious business. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Seattle.